Scoop, all the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Inside Scoop, where we are proud to give you all the news the government does not want you to know. Today, there's very little independent media left, and this is one of the few independent media sources we have. If you wonder why CNN or the Fox Propaganda Channel isn't talking about corruption and fraud and tax evasion and kickbacks and some of the things done by a company we're going to discuss today named Accenture, ask yourself why they're focusing on Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. And you might want to wonder whether you should be watching independent media. This show, The Inside Scoop, is sponsored by Local 2 of the Office of Professional Employees International Union. And I want to talk about the company of Accenture and what they are doing. They have a plan, indeed, to outsource hundreds of jobs in the Washington, D.C. area. Now, you might think this just affects the workers, but it doesn't. It has to do with your gas lines. That's right, natural gas, which comes in, which you use every day to heat your home, to cook your products, can be used as a weapon. It was done in Mexico. They tried at JFK Airport in New York. And those gas lines can be used against you. A Chinese theorist once said that the best way to fight a superpower is to use their power against them. And on September 11, 2001, it was American planes that hit American buildings. These weren't weapons made in Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere else. Well, underneath your home is a ticking time bomb, controlled right now by the good employees of the union sitting to my right. They work for Washington Gas. But what if these jobs were held by people in Malaysia or the Philippines? How would you feel then if they knew where a gas line was underneath your home and could perhaps sell that information to terrorists? Well, if you don't act quickly, this could happen as soon as November 1st. Here to discuss this issue, I have the president of Local 2, of the Office of Professional Employees International Union, Dan Dyer. Sitting to his right is Ken Thomas, a project organizer for the union. And sitting next to me is Sarah Stow, the staff representative of Local 2. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let's back up. Before we even get to what we're doing here, tell me, what is Washington Gas? What does it do in the region? And how would things change under this plan?
Washington Gas provides natural gas to the homes in the D.C. metropolitan area.
That would be not just the District of Columbia, but also Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia, Southern Maryland.
Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, Loudoun,
exactly.
Southern Maryland.
Exactly.
So they provide the gas. It's in our homes.
Correct.
And you used to work there for 32 years.
Correct.
In fact.
Yes.
Now, currently, Kent, the employees are American?
Yes, they are.
They're Americans, and they live in Washington, D.C., or this metropolitan area?
Live in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Why is it important for the consumer? We know why it's important for jobs, but why is it important for the consumer to have someone local in charge of their gas lines versus someone in, say, Malaysia or Bangalore, India?
Well, for example, in the call center, which these jobs are going to be outsourced, when you call in, you have a problem with your gas bill. The people who live in this area are familiar with the streets and the names of the roads and the highways in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Now, let's say there were an emergency, Dan. Now, of course, if you live in the District of Columbia, we who live in this region know that 2nd Street Northwest is very different from 2nd Street Northeast, and they're completely different from 2nd Street Southeast and 2nd Street Southwest. Someone in Malaysia might not understand how the D.C. roadmap works. Why is it important for them to know exactly what street you're on? So what if they're a little bit late to coming to your house?
Well, a little bit late could mean that your house explodes, that someone in your family is injured. There are a lot of things that can go wrong if the coordination between the caller, the person taking the call, and the person dispatching the crew to fix it isn't almost perfect. And the gas company, I have to say, right now, it has it down to almost that science, where when you call in, they know whether it's a high-level or low-level call, whether it's a leak call or some other kind of call, and they know how to dispatch that crew to make sure that you're safe and your home doesn't explode.
Now, in one instance, I know recently, your union, which normally handles, I guess, 99% of the calls, at one point, the management handled the call, and a disaster happened.
Well, actually, it wasn't management handling the call. We handled the call, and we called dispatch, and a manager in dispatch was the one that that passed on the improper directions to the crew. It's a very sad story. You want to go into it?
Yes, please.
There's a young family living in Bristow, Virginia, in Prince William County. The father, who is a high school teacher, just put his baby down after feeding him and went to bed. Woke up an hour later, doesn't know why, but realized his house was on fire, got his wife, a nurse, and their three children, three little boys, 4, 2, and 3 months, out of the house. The Prince William Fire Department got there in 9 minutes, and they just did a great job. They had the fire pretty much under control when they realized that the gas main in the front of the house had exploded, had ruptured, and was on fire, and they couldn't put it out. They couldn't turn off the gas.
Basically, if the gas keeps coming, the fire keeps having fuel.
You can't put water on that. You can't cover it up. It's going to burn until you turn the gas off. So they called the gas company, and in about 3 hours, 2.5 hours, the gas company had a representative out there, but he couldn't turn the gas off. They had to bring a crew out. And this is 1 o'clock in the morning, so they called the crew. There in Bristow, Virginia, the crew was in Forestville, Maryland, and it took them 5 hours because of bad directions given from dispatch. I believe it was bad directions, but they were misdirected. They got there at 5 in the morning and finally turned the gas off, but that fire burned for 5 hours.
So it destroyed the entire home?
There's nothing left.
So what's the point of this story? I mean, it sounds like there are mistakes made today. Well, first of all, your union, be honest, did they handle that mistake or no? That was somebody else?
No, they took the call, they passed it on to dispatch, and dispatch is where the mistake occurred. But even so, the gas company had one crew that was available, and they were all the way in Forestville, Maryland.
Is that because they're trying to save money?
I think that's exactly what it's all about. The company wants to cut costs wherever they can. And now, again, I have to go back, and I have to say, I think the company does a great job by and large. There are always mistakes. But I think when you take these calls and you put them in Canada or Bangalore or Malaysia, you're going to end up with a lot more problems. And the problems, unfortunately, are going to fall on the consumers.
Yeah, it's hard enough for people to know where Bristol, Virginia or Forestville, Maryland is, much less for someone in Malaysia to get those directions straight. Now, Sarah, their plan is to go to a company by the name of Accenture.
Correct.
And they're going to save money by going to a company that I believe is most famous in the Enron debacle.
Exactly.
Tell me about the company of Accenture. What is Accenture? Who forms it? What's their history?
Accenture was formerly Arthur Anderson.
Oh, okay. We've heard of Arthur Anderson.
Right.
They're the ones who helped the Enron execs do the fraud that ruined the company and lost not only all the workers their jobs, but everyone who had money in that company lost their money. So they did a really good job with that kind of fraud,
right.
Criminal fraud, actually.
Right.
So they changed their name. I guess people didn't
Not just changed their name. They moved to Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Where they are no longer subject to U.S. laws.
To U.S. laws.
No.
So we're going to put our gas mains in the hands of people who can't be controlled by us.
Exactly.
That's the company's plan.
Yes.
Okay, well, can Accenture be trusted? So Arthur Anderson committed criminal fraud and ruined a $40 billion company. Is that all they've done? Or?
Oh, no. They have a long history of fraud, incomplete contracts. In fact, the U.S. government has just entered a suit against Accenture for fraudulent dealings.
I was reading that they do a lot of kickbacks. So in other words, people in their government, they get their share because Accenture pays them a bunch of money, and then they take our taxpayer money and gives it to them. So the company's happy, they get our taxpayer money, and the politician's happy, he gets his bribe.
In many cases, they get substandard service.
Now,
if they even complete the contract.
Has this ever been tried before, this kind of outsourcing to Accenture? Dan, I think you told me, maybe it was Ken, about a time it happened in Michigan.
Well, in actually it was in Detroit.
Detroit,
Michigan, they tried to outsource their call center, very similar to what Washington Gas is doing now. But, you know, the employees and the union put up a big fight, and it actually was stopped.
So it was stopped
there?
It
was stopped in Michigan, yes.
And how, just by public knowing about it?
Yeah, they appealed to the public and to the politicians, the same thing we've been trying to do. And they derailed the whole process.
Well, it's very interesting. Where is the process now, Dan, in Virginia, Maryland, D.C.?
Virginia Public Service Commission has agreed to a settlement with the gas company that approves everything the gas company was asking for.
Well, no, they're asking for what, a rate increase?
They want a rate increase.
So here they claim they're saving money by firing a bunch of Americans and hiring people in Malaysia and India, And yet they need a rate increase to save money?
Well, it's worse than that. They want a rate increase, which they already put into effect in Virginia in January. Now, they're going to return part of that because they didn't get all of what they asked for.
But so in wait, addition, they charged us before they got their increase approved?
Right. Evidently, the Virginia...
So right now, I'm paying my gas bill, something that wasn't even approved by anybody. They just tried to get it because they're a monopoly, and they can charge me whatever I want because I can't get gas anywhere.
And some, yes, they're a regulated monopoly, regulated by the government. But in Virginia, evidently, that doesn't matter much. In addition to that, they want about $37 million from the consumers to pay for the outsourcing. So that's...
They want extra money from consumers to pay for firing American workers that they supposedly are doing to save money by going to this company that has this long history of fraud and kickbacks and corruption. And we're supposed to pay for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I'm trying to understand. And sometimes this is sort of a difference between the parties. In Virginia, there's actually an election in November 2007. Unlike the rest of the country, it has to wait till November 2008. And apparently, there's still a commission that can stop this, the State Corporation Commission. And this is a very obscure commission. I had to look it up to find out about it.
Right.
But what's interesting is all their members are appointed by the General Assembly,
yes,
which is now controlled by Republicans. So the same General Assembly that brought us the wonderful speed tax of the thousands of dollars, mm-hmm, if you go make a speed limit, they believe that it's good to fire Americans and put gas lines underneath, in the power of countries that also have Al-Qaeda cells.
Exactly.
That's our General Assembly. Why would they want to take, I don't know if you can answer this question, but gas lines are ticking time bombs, are they not? I mean, you talked about that fire.
They can be. They can be. In the way it's controlled right now, they're not. They're perfectly safe. And it's because the gas company is responsible for the safety of the employees and the consumers. And they take that very seriously. Every call is monitored and taped at Washington Gas. If there's a problem, they talk to the employees. Sometimes they discipline them. They do a good job. What's going to happen is they're not going to have any control over this. They're going to subcontract that control out. And Mark, I want to mention one more thing. Ken talked about the gas lines running under the consumers. It's not just that. The government buildings in the city.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about. John F. Kennedy Airport, of course, a month ago, a terrorist tried to bomb not the planes, but the jet fuel lines underneath. And Sarah, you were telling me that something similar happened in Mexico with natural gas lines. What happened in Mexico? Was it you were telling me that?
No.
I'm afraid it was. Maybe it was Ken.
Ken.
Joyce, that there were natural gas lines, just like the ones we have in Mexico, where terrorists try to take control of that. Right now, Washington Gas knows where those lines are, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And,
yes.
And foreign countries wouldn't know that.
No, but once they have your billing address and all your information, it would be easy to map where the lines are.
Well, it's not just your billing address. I mean, the actual lines, they go in a specific place in the ground, right? I mean, they could come to my house from this direction or from this direction. Washington Gas has those maps right now.
Yeah.
And in order for safety, in order to stop them if you need to, they'd have to give those maps to Bangalore, India, and Malaysia, and other countries where there's a history of terrorism.
Well, if you have a billing address, you pretty much know that the gas line goes into that building. And if you have a neighborhood that has gas, you know pretty much where the main gas line runs down and feeds off into the houses.
It's interesting. It's really a basic difference. And we have an election coming up in Virginia in November. Do you want a party, the Democratic Party, that believes the government can take care and regulate corporations? Or do you want a party, the Republican Party, that believes that Malaysians and Indians are best for American security? After all, if we can take the military and outsource that, why not outsource our natural gas lines as well? What do you think? The toll-free number is 888-488-MARK, 888-488-MARK. Give us a call and let us know. We'll be right back. Why don't we mic up Charlene now?
Some people in Fairfax County don't know what public access means.
Some think it's just another channel on the dial.
But it's much more than that.
It's the voice of the people.
People like you.
Your neighbors.
Your friends.
Or your family.
People who want to share ideas.
Opinions.
Cultures.
Lifestyles.
Art.
Sports.
Music.
Events.
Entertainment.
History.
Science.
Beliefs.
People who want to learn about television.
Producing.
Directing.
Cameras.
Audio.
Lighting.
Editing. Or radio. Talk. Music.
Whatever you think people should hear.
Public Access is the place where everyone has a voice.
And it's the place where that voice gets heard.
A place where you can create your own form of personal expression.
So what do you want to say?
Whatever it is.
You can say it here.
Because we're Public Access.
For the people.
By the people.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one, between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups under one umbrella. Support EarthShare, support them all. EarthShare. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. To learn more, visit our website.
Thousands of kids in this country have everything it takes to go to college, except the money. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Hit play on the PS, on the CD.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing outsourcing, a particular case study involving the Washington Gas Company that provides natural gas to everyone in the metro Washington, D.C. area. They want to not just fire 100 people and move their jobs over to Malaysia and India and frankly, 40 delivery centers in 30 cities on five continents. Wow, I don't know how you keep that network together. They don't just want to do that, but they want to give people in countries, so let's face it, that have Al-Qaeda places there, I mean, Al-Qaeda's got representatives there, control over our gas lines. In other words, know where the fire can be set in America. Now, about a year ago, when Congress found out the Bush administration was going to give our ports over to Dubai, another nation with some ties to Al-Qaeda, there was an outrage. Most of the Republicans supported that, but most of the Democrats said, you know what, we prefer Americans controlling American security. In Iraq, we have foreigners increasingly taking over mercenary duties. And in fact, a lot of times they get us into trouble, as happened recently in Fallujah, a few years back actually, when mercenaries went in where they weren't told to go. In this case, it comes home. So let's say we have a gas leak in my home, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I give a call, it's going to be routed to Bangalore, India.
Actually, leak calls are supposed to be going to Canada. Yeah. So if you say the right thing when the call starts, it'll go to Canada. But if you don't, it could go to Bangalore or Malaysia.
And even Canada. No. I mean, I don't know that people in Calgary know about 3rd Street Northwest versus 3rd Street Northeast. Or frankly, I mean, you look at the letter streets, you say I Street. You know, how do you spell that? UIE, I. I mean, you know, there's some confusion there. Whereas, obviously, local residents, we know all this right. Kind of thing. But it would be for billing. I mean, I've called on my credit card and gotten people in India that, frankly, they may speak English, but they don't understand the way I speak English, and I don't understand the way they speak English. If you get someone in Malaysia or someone in Bangalore and they're not helping you, is it just going to go around to another one of the 40 delivery centers in 30 cities on five continents?
That's a good question. We don't know the answer to it.
Has the company discussed these things with you, bargained with you the way they're supposed to do under the law?
No, they've refused to do that. We've had to file 2 unfair labor practice charges against them, and they're before the National Labor Relations Board right now. We demanded to bargain over the actual outsourcing, and then this summer, when the June 20th, when they announced they were outsourcing, we demanded to bargain over the effects, and they refused on both those. So we have to get the government to step in and.
And of course, in Virginia, that there's still you have to get the approval of this State Corporation Commission, which is appointed by the General Assembly, which is controlled by Republicans. So you expect, because Republicans tend to like outsourcing and tend to want foreigners to take over American jobs, that's going to be an uphill battle.
Actually, you know, it's funny. Normally I would say that, but we did some radio announcements on one of the radio stations here, and several of the stations, no, it was on MAL,
okay.
And several of our spots were on Rush Limbaugh's show, And we got good response from people who are
so even Republicans say that national security should be in control of Americans.
Not only national security, but Americans, the tax base and these American jobs should not be shipped overseas. They're very much against it.
Let's go to Chris from Fairfax. Chris, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you. My question is concerning identity theft. What's the risk of that?
I'm sorry, Chris, I'm having a bit trouble understanding you. Could you repeat your question, please?
My question is concerning identity theft.
Identity theft. Oh, well, that's an important question that we haven't dealt with. Obviously, that it's a major problem across the country. If
more so than you might think.
Yeah.
They would get our Social Security numbers and credit cards and all that
your
stuff
account
in
numbers,
Malaysia
your
and
credit
Bangalore.
Card numbers, that's how you pay your, whoever you pay your bill, that's what that information is going overseas. But let me tell you another
I don't
story.
Want all Americans to have my Social Security number, much less somebody in Malaysia.
In British Columbia, BC Hydro, they outsourced 1,200 of these jobs, these call center jobs, to Ontario, where Accenture was doing the work. Accenture lost. They had stolen 5,000 identities of their employees, and when they were faced with this,
Accenture had stolen its own employees.
No. They had allowed the employees' information to be stolen.
I see.
And when they were faced with, they said, "Well, we're not subject to the bill. We're a private company. We haven't broken the law, so we don't care."
And of course, now they're going to be regulated by Bermuda, not the United States. So it's very hard to see how. To be able to do anything. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Daniel in Clinton, Maryland. Daniel, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Call her again.
Daniel, are you there?
Yeah.
Is this Daniel from Clinton, Maryland? Do you have a question or comment?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I do not like the fact that Washington Gas is outsourcing not only our workforce, our intellectual property, also the location and current safety of our gas.
Yeah, well, yes, certainly. We're talking about the safety of the gas lines. Do you have a specific question or you just want to make that comment?
I just want to make that comment.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's definitely a problem with safety as well. And, of course, it's throughout this region. But what's interesting is that the president of Washington Gas, James DeGraffenreidt, did I get his name right?
Yeah.
Is the head of some gas consortium or something? I mean, in other
American
words, if it happens
gas.
To... What is it? The American
Gas Association.
The American Gas Association. So in other words, if it succeeds, it failed in Detroit, the community stopped it. But if it succeeds here, then you think he's going to go national?
Very well could.
Because he's the president of this organization. So if he succeeds in the capital, it's going to go nationwide.
Well, in general, you know, other gas companies in America have outsourced. You know, Southern Gas in Atlanta. And what happens with any other industry, you know, they go with trends. And they see that Washington Gas is successfully setting up business with Accenture, and maybe it'll work, hopefully it will, and if it doesn't. But other gas companies are looking, and they'll do the same thing. They're planning on doing this in Tennessee.
What happened with Southern Gas in Atlanta?
Southern Gas in Atlanta, they say that things are fine from the information I have. They outsourced with Accenture, I believe it was last year.
Last year.
And things are...
So they say. But we don't know.
Well, again, there's no union there to oversee any problems and to bring these things to the public's attention when they do occur, so...
There's no unions in Atlanta, Georgia?
No, in the particular one that was
Oh, because they went to Accenture.
Right.
That way they
right.
can get rid of the union and get
exactly.
rid of the jobs.
It's all about money in the CEO's pockets.
Well, in terms of money in the CEO's pockets, it's very interesting. This is an American corporation. They get, I think, $1 billion, right, from various contracts, taxpayer-funded. And yet they don't want to pay taxes themselves.
And they won't have to. They're not subject to them in Bermuda.
Because they're a Bermuda company.
Yes.
Bermuda-based.
It's a whole lot of money out of our tax base, our Social Security.
One of the things I was seeing is that their tax structure had gone down. They were paying $380 million 3 years ago in taxes, and it went down to $100-something million. So basically two-thirds of their taxes, they're not paying. Mm. And this is supposed to, I guess it saves them money because this way they get more money from us as consumers, more money from us as taxpayers, and pay less money in taxes. So I would think their CEO would be very happy.
Less money in taxes, less money in wages.
Right, and it just comes from our pockets.
And we pay for it in our rates to get rid of this.
To get rid of this. Lou in Baltimore, Maryland, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Yes, thanks for taking the call. I have a question regarding the Washington Gas case at the Maryland Public Service Commission.
Yes.
And also the Washington Public Service Commission. What steps to that? And did Washington Gas fail to provide information for the CSC to make a decision at do you believe that, does the panel believe that Washington Gas has been honest and forthcoming throughout this this entire episode?
That's two great questions, and we will get to both of them. First of all, obviously this is not just a Virginia issue. It affects D.C. It affects Maryland. What is going on in Maryland? Who wants to address that?
The Public Service Commission will begin hearings August 22nd, 23rd.
That's just around the corner.
That's this month. Yes.
Yeah.
In D.C., they started their hearings July 24th. The Local 2, the People's Council, and several other interveners asked for a copy of the Accenture contract so they could judge and argue to the Public Service Commission as to whether the contract they made with them was going to provide the safety, and the company flatly refused to give it to them.
They wouldn't give a copy of the contract?
To the Public Service Commission.
To the commission, not just to the union.
No, to the commission.
In other words, they won't tell the public what they're going to do with this publicly regulated monopoly.
Well, they're not going to tell them if their people are going to be drug tested, which is a requirement of the federal government that all my members
are going to be outsourced. Well, they're Bermudans and Malaysians, so I guess they don't have to comply with
this. How are they going to be trained? How are they going to be hired? Who's going to make sure that these people don't have records or are not in a terrorist organization?
They told the authorities, we're just not going to tell you.
Yes.
from your nose.
Well, what they said is, we're going to file a motion for reconsideration. And after they did, the Public Service Commission said, no, you have to give this contract. And they said, no, we're not going to do it. So now the Public Service Commission has said, we're not holding any more hearings till you give that up.
And but that's a good sign. Can they stop it?
Well, they can certainly stop the rate increase.
Okay, so now the Public Service Commission, this is of Maryland.
No, this is D.C.
This is D.C. Because they won't even give them the contract. They won't even tell them what they're doing. D.C. has said, sorry, no rate increase. That protects D.C. consumers. I'm glad to hear they're doing their job. Does it stop the outsourcing?
No. It stops the company's ability to have the consumer pay for the outsourcing, but now the company can turn around and pay for it themselves and go ahead with it.
Now, Lou from Baltimore was asking about Maryland. What's going on in Maryland?
We've intervened in that rate hearing, and once it starts August 22nd, 23rd, we're going to be there and we're going to make the same arguments. We want to see the Accenture contract.
Can the governor of Maryland and the legislature of Maryland stop? Well, obviously they can stop the rate increase. Can they also stop the outsourcing?
Absolutely. The D.C. City Council and Mayor, the Governor of Maryland, and the legislature can pass laws that say these jobs have to be performed here.
Oh, for the safety of consumers. So they can pass those laws?
Absolutely.
So why haven't they done that, Sarah?
I don't know.
Is it because people don't know about this issue? Because CNN is focusing on Paris Hilton and not on outsourcing? I mean,
it's not that they don't know. We have gone to great lengths to inform them.
Governments know, but do the people of, I mean, are most people in Virginia, Maryland, D.C., are they even aware of this issue? I don't know that they are.
We've tried to get the word out. We even had a petition going around for months. We got over 5,000 names on petitions. We've posted things in churches and community centers.
We've done radio ads.
And you're here on the ads. That's good. Right. We have to take another break. When we come back, we're going to have a worker at Washington Gas tell her personal story. And then we're going to get back because I want to find out more about some of the details of what's going on in Accenture. We'll be calls at 888-488-MARK right after this. Put Charlotte.
This is Mommy's bed. Me and Jenny were jumping on it. Mommy's gun fell on the floor. I was a cowboy. Bang, 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 bang. I said, Jenny, wake up, wake up. It's just pretend. But she wouldn't wake up.
If you give me a fish,
if you give someone a fish,
you feed them for a day.
Teach someone to fish.
You feed them for a lifetime.
Give me a fish, and you'll feed me for a day. Teach me to fish, and you'll feed me for a lifetime.
Through Volunteers of America, you can help change lives in your community.
Mister studied algebra in school and got a better job than I could. You take the last cup.
Oh, no, mister. Stuck in an entry-level job because you only learned basic math. I don't have a boss riding my butt like you do, so you take it so you can get back to your desk.
You know, I probably should, but maybe Miss AP Calculus with the $200 haircut in the big office upstairs would like a cup.
Oh, no, mister. What was your name again? Never mind, it doesn't matter. I'm too busy doing important things to care. I just came down for some sweetness, sir.
You know, if my limited math abilities weren't keeping me from getting a better job, I'd quit this afternoon.
I don't blame you. But thank goodness you're stuck here because we really need someone to make the coffee.
Now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, giving you the news the government does not want you to know. And surely the government does not want you to know that they're outsourcing, firing hundreds of Americans so that people in 40 different delivery centers in 30 cities on five continents will take over the jobs at Washington Gas. What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to save money, except that the company, Washington Gas, wants rate increases to pay for it. And, of course, there are the employees affected. We now are joined by such an employee, 26 years, in fact, working for Washington Gas, Charlene Cahill. And I'll get to your story in a moment, but we have so many callers. Let me just get to Elaine in Springfield. Elaine, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you for taking my call. I have 2 points. One of them is a little off the subject. I work for a very big pet company, corporation, and you said something about money in the CEO pocket. Well, of course, we've had a scare right now with outsourcing to China, so that was something that really affected the company. And second of all, what about people who are looking for a home or in a home and maybe want to buy a second home, and as far as gas versus electric? And that would be my concern because I have electric, and then you talk about gas, and gas was always the number one choice, but now I wonder about that.
Well, that's a good question. First of all, she points out, obviously, outsourcing is a nationwide problem. We've seen it, like I said, even in our military. We have contractors that are being paid 3-4 times what our troops are being paid to do less work. I know a lot of troops are very upset about that. In her case, her company is outsourcing. We've seen it all the time. And she says, you know, gas is fairly safe if properly handled. But if you have people who don't know what they're doing, it can be quite dangerous. Charlene Cahill, you worked 26 years.
Yes.
For Washington. You still work for Washington Gas. I don't know if you'll have a job come November, but I hope you do.
I hope so.
Tell me, what do you do at Washington Gas?
I'm a teller at 101 Constitution Avenue.
Okay, so you take money from people paying their gas bills. But let me just address Elaine's question before we get to you then. In terms of electric versus gas, the electric utilities are also regulated. Do they outsource? Do we know this?
A lot of them do, but not in this area.
Not in this area. So right now, but of course, electric doesn't have the kind of emergency problems that gas do. Maybe people should switch to electric if people in Bangalore are in control of my gas lines.
Well, Washington Gas has a lock on this area. There's no other competitor to come in and go to. But even if you have electric in your house, that doesn't mean that your neighbor does. And if your neighbor's house blows up, you're going to have danger.
Here in Washington area, and sure, if one house blows up. Charlene, I want to get to you. You worked for 26 years.
Yes.
For Washington Gas, and come November 1st, you may be out of a job, replaced by some Malaysian call center. Say whatever you want to say. I mean, I don't know how. Obviously, you have a family, I assume.
Yes. I'm just hoping that as I watch my coworkers struggle with the uncertainty on a day-to-day basis, and it's a hardship, and I'm like
I feel like I'm part of some kind of a drama. It's so hard to watch people. I mean, some of these people, they came from the streets of D.C. Not too many years ago when they opened this new call center area for the company. And then they they took our credit department and sent it to Springfield. And then they merged the new employees with the prior call center. And so it's like an ongoing thing.
How would it affect you and your family and the people you know? If I mean, I guess 100 people, 200 people would lose their jobs, more, 300 people?
From what I hear, it might be 300 people.
And people like yourself who've worked there for 26 years?
Yes.
So is there something you want to tell people to do, to call in, to try to stop this?
Well, when I look at the big picture, it also concerns me because these jobs are our children's jobs. These jobs are our grandchildren's jobs. They're leaving this country. And they're already talking about deficits for Social Security. The money's not going to be going in Social Security if the job's somewhere else. The money's not going into taxes if the job's somewhere else. I mean, I don't understand why politicians can't see the big picture.
That's true. It's all the money that they're not paying in taxes to a Bermuda company, and then, of course, all the workers pay Social Security and so forth.
Right.
Let's go to Jason in Silver Spring. Jason, welcome to the Insight Scoop.
Hello. Welcome. I've been told by some of the Washington Gas workers that after Washington Gas fires all these workers, or they call it outsourcing, then Accenture, that's the name of the company, Accenture plans to rehire those same work and have them train the foreign workers, and that whoever these rehires are, whatever we're going to call them, they would have no union. Is that true that Accenture is going to rehire the fired people?
Is that true? They're going to fire everybody and then rehire a few to train people in Malaysia to know how to deal with...
That's what I heard.
Well, I don't think they'll be training them in Malaysia, but they'll be training people here. They put out a notice on the 20 or the 21st of June that anyone who wanted to apply for a job with Accenture, and they gave them the process on how to do it. And they've talked to these people, and some of them applied, and some of them have been accepted.
Now, but you can't unionize them?
Yes, we can. In fact, we're going to make a claim if this goes through, and we hope it doesn't because we hope we can stop it. But if it goes through, we're going to make a claim that this is a partnership between the two, and we have bargaining rights for the people that are in this country, in this location.
Let's talk about how to stop it and how to save Charlene's job. In Virginia, you'd have to convince the State Corporation Council, which is three people appointed by the General Assembly. I'm going to have it up on my website at radioinsightscoop.com so people will know who to call. Understand the General Assembly is controlled by Republicans, so they may not want to listen to you. And if they don't listen to you, come November 2007, you're going to have to vote for Democrats in the Assembly because they at least understand that Americans should be in charge of American security. But hopefully they will listen to you in Virginia. Now, in D.C., it would be the mayor and the city council.
And the city council. We've already talked to Mary Che, who is the chairman of the committee that oversees the Public Service Commission.
And they seem to be doing a good job. I mean, they seem to get it in a way Virginia doesn't get it.
Councilman Che wrote a letter to the Public Service Commission. She was very, very interested in what we had to say, and I think she is looking at this, giving a hard look to this.
But now, if the Mayor Fenty and the D.C. City Council were to pass, I don't know if they could pass a law, because D.C., you never know what rights they have, since it's not a state, but could they pass a law saying all the employees have to be in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area?
Absolutely.
The District of Columbia would have that power. Because I know states would. The district would have that power, too.
Yes.
So that's something that people can do if they live in Washington, D.C. Call their councilman and ask them to pass this law.
Yes.
And that could be passed in the next month or two and stop this.
Yeah, anytime they wanted to.
All right, now Maryland. Could they do that in Maryland?
Yes, they could. The legislature doesn't meet until January, but we've talked to some people in the Senate and some in the delegates who have said, we're interested in maybe considering a special session to address this issue. It's that important to them.
A special session.
We're hoping that Governor O'Malley will take it in under advisement and something like this could happen.
But it looks like the easiest way to do this would be with the D.C. Council and Mayor. They could hold a session in an instant, pass a law, and if they can stop it in the district, it'll I assume, ruin Accenture's all their plans, won't it?
Yes, if they pass that law, I think it certainly would.
Okay, so if you live in the district, you need to call your mayor, city council member. Let's go to Jesse from Temple Hills. Jesse, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
How you doing?
Doing okay.
Okay, great. My question is, how in the world is Washington Gas going to coordinate any kind of safety routine should there be a hurricane or natural catastrophe here?
It's a great question. You know, it's really a question for Washington Gas. By the way, if anyone from Washington Gas wants to come on this show and try to answer any of these questions, they are welcome. Accenture is welcome, but they don't want to talk to the public, do they? They don't even want to give up their contracts.
There's something in that contract they don't want the public to see. If I could, I'd just like to point out that this government suit, and I'm sorry about the glasses, the federal government is suing Accenture. They're accusing them of kickbacks and fraud. They say they illegally kept $16 million from Defense Logistics Agency, the Defense Department, $2.5 million from the Department of Education for a contract. This is where they went out to IBM or one of these other companies and said, if you give us a kickback, we'll give you this contract. The government had hired Accenture to be their agent and get the best deals, and what they did is they got the best deal for Accenture.
So basically, the government says, we want you to get a good deal. We don't want no big contracts. We want you to get the cheapest one out there. They send Accenture out there, and Accenture says,
line my own pocket.
I'll take your money, and I'll bring my friends in to boot.
The last one is, I think, the most important. They evidently, they built the Department of Homeland Security out of $700,000.
Out of $700,000. So they've cheated Department of Homeland Security, Department of Education, Department of Defense. They ruined Enron single-handedly, and they've been charged with criminal fraud for that. I'd like to see more people in
and
prison.
And multiple states over the voter registration.
And that's something interesting, too. And now they're going to be in charge of our voting. Apparently, the military is going to hire them to count the votes for people abroad. So, you know, here's what I think. And I'll tell you what you think, Sarah. They're bilking taxpayers out of tens of millions of dollars. So that costs us a ton of money. And, of course, there's waste and fraud and safety issues. So clearly it doesn't help Americans. But if they control the voting machines, then they can truly give politicians what they want, which is control of the elections. And that maybe that's what they're giving back. You know, you got to wonder what they're giving back because they're taking all this money. They're giving back 100,000 votes maybe. They control the election machines.
Substandardly, yes.
Now, who gave them control of the election machine? Is that Congress?
It was the individual states.
Well, actually, the we have a list of states here that
so individual states. Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Kansas, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Wisconsin, and Wyoming, the Department of Defense, and the Marine Corps.
These are all contracts that have been pulled back from Accenture, and they've given them to someone else who are doing it themselves. The Marine Corps just took back a major contract that they gave to Accenture for equipment and maintenance of supplies.
Well, I'm glad they're taking it back, but I'm still worried about the voting issues. How much control does Accenture have over our voting systems?
In Florida, the list that they produced had 5,000 convicted felons on it. It was a mistake they made, granted, but...
Are they related to Choice Point? Is this all part of the same thing, or is that a different group?
I think that's a different group, but I'm not sure.
That's a different group. And then, apparently, in the United Kingdom, even in England, they messed up a voting thing. This company, obviously, has tremendous power. I mean, it's how we talk about Halliburton's no-bid contracts. Accenture's right up with them. They must have a lot of friends in government. When we come back, I want to discuss who their friends are, how a company like this gets all the money and resources it needs to bilk taxpayers and bilk consumers, and then what people can do to help save Charlene's job. We'll be right back at 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275, right after this.
People in Fairfax County don't know what public access means.
Some think it's just another channel on the dial.
But it's much more than that.
It's the voice of the people.
People like you.
Your neighbors, your friends.
Or your family.
People who want to share ideas.
Opinions.
Cultures.
Lifestyles.
Art.
Sports.
Music. Events. Entertainment.
History.
Science.
Beliefs.
People who want to learn about television.
Producing.
Directing.
Cameras.
Audio.
Lighting.
Editing. Or radio. Talk. Music.
Whatever you think people should hear.
Public Access is the place where everyone has a voice.
And it's the place where that voice gets heard.
A place where you can create your own form of personal expression.
So what do you want to say?
Whatever it is,
you can say it here.
Because we're Public Access.
For the people.
By the people.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. Between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups under one umbrella. Support EarthShare, support them all. EarthShare, please ask your employer about workplace giving. To learn more, visit our website.
Thousands of kids in this country have everything it takes to go to college. Except the money. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to a very special edition of the Inside Scoop. We're focusing on outsourcing. We've done this story before, but now with increased urgency. This show is sponsored, in fact, by the Local 2 of the Office of Professional Employees International Union, because it's coming around the corner, folks. As soon as November 1st, possibly as soon as the end of August in various places, unless you help put a stop to it, major outsourcing. Now, outsourcing, people think, okay, people like Charlene Cahill, who is sitting here, she loses her job, we feel bad for her, 300 jobs. What are the, is it just those 300 workers that suffer under outsourcing? What are the real costs of this plan?
Well, everyone suffers, not only in performance and safety, but also in what comes out of your pocket.
The consumer.
They're asking the consumer to pay millions of dollars to get rid of their neighbors.
So this is what I don't understand. I don't understand how they justify it. They're saying we need to fire 300 people and replace them with cheap, low-cost, you know, below minimum wage workers out of Malaysia to save money. And then they're saying, consumers, you have to pay us more money so that we save money. It doesn't make any sense. If they're saving money, rates should go down.
Well, they've got also in the package with the different public service commissions a performance-based kickback.
Where does the CEO do better?
He does better all the time.
He does better. How much does de Graffenreit make?
What was it last year? $4 million?
$4.6 million.
$4.6 million while he's firing 300 Americans and putting Malaysians and Filipinos and 40 other apparently call centers, not just that, around the world. They get the jobs and he gets $4.6 million.
Well, they say, you know, the gas companies talking this, they're saving money, and they're going to share this money that they save with the consumers down the road as well as with the shareholders. So this is a win-win for the consumer.
I see. I give you millions of dollars now, and I hope that you're going to give me something back in the long run after you take my safety and security and give it to a foreign
company. Well, it's a little worse than that. What they said is we're going to share this with the consumer. So here's how we'll do it. You pay the $37 million for having these jobs outsourced. And the first 500 basis points of profit, we get to keep. And the second 500 basis points, we'll share with the consumer 50-50. But after that 1,000, we're going to share it with you, 75 for us, 25 for you. Consumer pays all the money, takes all the risk, and we get the lion's share of any profits.
Well, you know, someone offered me a deal like that. You know, give me all this money up front, and I'll give you maybe some dribs and drabs if you're lucky. That just doesn't sound like a good investment. One of the things you were explaining to me, Dan, before the show, was that now they're going to charge consumers even when they don't have gas bills? I mean, right now, for example, in the summer, I don't use my gas very much. I cook a little bit. It's very, very low. My gas bills right now are, I pay maybe $20 a month in the summer. I pay much more in the winter. Now they're going to charge me for gas I don't use?
Well, actually, here's how it works. Between October and May, if it's very warm and that you don't use a lot of gas, they're going to charge you more. They're going to charge you a surcharge for the gas you don't use. in a cold winter.
A surcharge for the gas I don't use.
Right. And in the in a cold winter.
So if I go to a restaurant, are they going to pay me for the food I don't eat as well? I'm just trying to understand how this works.
So are we.
Okay. So they pay for the gas I don't use, and in the hope that someday I'll get some money back.
Yeah, but in an extremely cold winter, see, instead of jacking your bill up really high, they're going to normalize it and keep it your payment lower.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like are they going to round it up so I'll pay the same amount that I would pay before, or is it going to end up where I'll just mostly be paying for gas I don't use?
My experience is the consumer never pays what he paid before.
Then the bills go up.
They're going to get a rate increase on top of the normalization proposal plus the rate-based performance. And in the rate-based performance means if they meet these goals, they get more money, but there's no penalties if they don't meet them. Or if things go badly.
Consumers pay $37 million, and if they get some of that back because they're nice, great, and if they don't, you just lose the money. Okay, so consumers pay more. Workers lose their job. 300 workers, many longtime employees, 26 years, competent employees. Security of our gas lines, this is the thing that most concerns me, frankly, is in countries that are known to have Al-Qaeda. There's identity theft issues. What other costs? Charlene was talking about Social Security money is not going to be there.
Right. Well, the consumer's going to pay for the outsourcing.
Right.
Then their tax dollars are going to go towards unemployment.
Oh, yeah, unemployment insurance. I didn't even think about that.
And then anyone who
pay for that too.
Then anyone who doesn't find a job and ends up going on public assistance,
welfare.
Your tax dollars are paying for that as well.
That's true. And the other thing that's interesting is that the company registered in Bermuda won't even pay taxes back.
No. Right.
Because apparently, now who controls this? I mean, Washington Gas is supposed to be a publicly regulated utility. It's a monopoly. At the end of the day, it's the government's fault, isn't it? These local governments that this is happening?
If they let it happen, it is their fault, absolutely. And one thing that a lot of people don't think about is that they've been guaranteed a level of income over 100 years. Since 1865, they've got a letter from Abraham Lincoln about his gas bill. It's a true story.
Really?
But the entire structure, every pipe they put into the ground has been paid for by the consumer. We own the pipes. We own the company.
So the public owns it.
And now they're saying, well, that's tough, and if it's not safe,
who are the shareholders of this company? It is a publicly traded corporation.
Publicly traded corporation.
And yet all its infrastructure is owned by us, the consumers.
Exactly.
So why don't we just terminate them?
Well, if the local legislature...
Sorry, you can't use my gas lines anymore.
Right.
The governments could do that.
They could. They've deregulated the industry somewhat. Anybody can sell gas, but it's got to run through Washington Gas pipes.
I'll tell you, I have a lot of comments on the blog at RadioInsideScoop.com. We can show some of them. This is today's show, The Plot Sickens, Outsourcing Part 3. Skip writes that he just wants to outsource the CEOs to China, which is an interesting idea. You know, if we outsource CEOs, I'm sure that instead of $4.6 million, we can pay some kid minimum wage to run Washington Gas, and he'd probably do a better job. Lou writes, relentless. The latest action by Washington Gas is just another in the long series of shedding good-paying jobs, injuring communities, increasing rates, and making a profit. LaTanya writes, with Accenture's record with keeping contracts with the companies that were outsourced to, what will happen to the employees that were affected by the outsourcing once Washington Gas realizes they made a major mistake? I don't know, LaTanya. I don't know if they'll be able to hire the same employees.
Well, actually, Mark, we've got a recall provision in our contract so that if they bring this work back because Accenture fails, they have to recall our people.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, but the bad thing is that the way Accenture would fail could result in somebody losing their home, somebody being killed, and it's horrible to consider.
John wants to know, will Accenture have the permission of Washington Gas to subcontract work to yet another company? I didn't even think about that. Accenture's going to 40 call centers in 5 continents. They could, then the Malaysians could take it to, I don't know,
Dubai.
Afghanistan, Dubai, Iran.
That's possible.
There are no restrictions on subcontracts.
We don't know. We can't see the contract.
Right.
So there's no way to know. That's amazing. And then, of course, if Accenture can't be held accountable because it's a Bermuda corporation, the subcontractors could be anybody.
Right.
Osama bin Laden may be working on your gas line. All right. Mark wants to know, why would I pay a rate increase to enable Washington Gas Light to remove jobs from my community? Mark, there's no answer to that question. And Marlene writes about JFK. Recently had a group of terrorists trying to blow up a fuel line. We talked about that. What country will have access to the very gas line locations, not just in her neighborhood, but under the White House and the Capitol. You're saying that Accenture could subcontract to subcontract and literally give to terrorists trying to kill Americans the gas line route to the White House and the Capitol.
I'm afraid that's true. And without the Accenture contract with the Washington Gas, we don't know if there are any restrictions or not.
Now, they won't give you the contract. You have a legal right to the contract? Are you taking legal action?
Yes. We filed charges with the National Labor Relations Board, and we've already had the Public Service Commission in the district tell Washington Gas that they have to give them the contract, give it to us, and give it to the People's Council.
By when?
Well, that's passed. That's why there are no more hearings and probably not.
Oh, so they were told to do it and they just said, no, we're not going to do it.
Right.
We're not going to follow the law.
Exactly.
So they said, well, we're not going to have any more. These local governments are still letting them proceed. It's not just no hearings. You need a law that says that the jobs remain here.
Right.
Now, who on the city council is going to give you that law?
I'm hoping that Adrian Fenty will get involved. He's a man who that we have great respect
the
for.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. Have you talked with him about this?
He's definitely for working families. Yes, we've contacted him. He's put us in charge with one of his aides, who put us in charge with Mary Che, city councilwoman who's in charge of overseeing the Public Service Commission.
Tell me this. What can my listeners do? Washington, Maryland, Virginia, we talked about who to contact, right? At D.C., it's the mayor and city council.
And city council.
Maryland, it's...
The governor and the
legislature. And in Virginia, it's the
Public
State Corporation
Council,
Commission,
right,
which is controlled by the General Assembly. And if you don't like how they've decided, get rid of the Republican General Assembly. Now, a lot of my listeners come from across the country. DeGraffin Wright is the head of the American Gas Association. This can help happen across the country. What can they do in their localities to protect their gas lines and other jobs from outsourcing?
I think they're going to have to work through their politicians and the public service commissions and tell these companies that it's not going to be done, that they're regulated utilities, they're monopolies controlled by the local government, and that this is just not acceptable. And safe.
Now, the Office of Professional Employees International Union is an international union.
It is.
It's not just it wouldn't just be in the Washington, D.C. area. It's throughout the United States and around the world. Tell me what your union is doing to get people involved in this issue.
Our international union is working with politicians at the federal level through some lobbyists that we've engaged to try to pass federal laws that will prevent this. And at local levels, we lost 1,200 jobs at BC Hydro in British Columbia, the ones I was telling you about earlier. So we are fighting this everywhere, but the key seems to be we've got to get these laws passed or it's going to continue.
You know, it's amazing. A lot of people, I think about unions in the 60s and 70s, and they don't think as much about unions today, I'm sorry to say. And yet what your union's doing, it's interesting because it's not just saving jobs. It's protecting our national security. In the way that our president was going to give our ports to Dubai, and you're trying to protect our gas lines, wouldn't it be ironic if a Republican plan to outsource gas lines ends up blowing up the White House and killing a Republican president?
Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid, because as Americans, I think we need to see national security in our hands. I want to thank Dan Dyer, Sarah Stowe, and Ken Thomas for coming here on The Inside Scoop. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
About this.